Welcome back, y'all, to another great episode of the 25 and Over Club. It's your boy, Billy the Bad Guy, Billy the Goat, Billy the Kid, Bills, Bills, Bills.
And it's me, Renee, a.k.a. Renee Proper, and you are watching another wonderful episode of the 25 and Over Club, where life gets real after the age of...
25. And you know what? I used to hate the name 25 and Over, and I thought I was going to change it. But I lied, because I thought... it will bottle us in a certain category.
Like demographic.
But I realized we have like fans that's, I saw a fan, she's like 42 years old, 30 something. So I'm like, you know what? Damn, it was me. It was all in my head. And, you know, we keeping the name. Shit.
Yeah.
Now, in 5 years, hopefully the people that's with us now, we might change it to 30.
You don't see the view changing and they getting older.
All right. So let's start this show off with words of affirmation. Don't trust everything you see. Let me just say that again. Don't trust everything you see, because even salt look like sugar. Say it one more time. Don't trust everything you see, because even salt looks like sugar.
I like that. Even salt looks like sugar.
All right. So the moment you've been waiting for, story time with Billy. So I've been telling
Renee. He got the floor with the catch up with this one.
I was telling Renee, like, let me, it's so hard because I'm on the phone trying to tell her, but I'm like, bitch, I got to just tell you.
Right. It was like five phone calls and we like, don't say it.
Don't say it. Shut up. All right. So let me drink my water.
I need a lemon drop for this one.
All right, so boom. Everybody knows I'm on the site Hinge or whatever.
Thank you. Okay, you're crying.
So I was on Hinge, right? But let's rewind. So I had an ex one time, my very first boyfriend.
Oh my God, I just had a thought and I have to get it out before I lose it. They need to be an alternative site for people who just like really want to probably like pay for sex, and it should be called Unhinged.
Well, they have a site called Blowers now, and it's when you just look for somebody to give you a blowjob.
Yeah. Call me, Apple. I got a lot of bright ideas.
No, wait, hold on. You know about that?
You know it? Blow? Like the Beyonce song? That should be the title.
I know about it. I know about Blowers because as a professional blower...
It's an equal opportunity site?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I wasn't on it. I just heard of it recently. But hey, I did try to create an account though. But
Jesus, to be a giver or a taker?
I'm just doing it for content research. I don't really want to do it. Just content research. This is why I can't keep a man. So I dated this guy a long time ago. He cheated on me or whatever. And the person he cheated on me with, I hated the person because it's like, you cheated on me with this person. At the time, I was like, damn, and that person, what Beyonce said, he ain't even half of me. Like, that person, like, do you see who you fucking with over here? And you gonna cheat on me with that? I went through the phone, so the text messages or whatever. So for years, I disliked the person. We had a mutual friend who happened to be his best friend. So was it really mutual? No, because your best friend was, my friend's best friend was an op. So I didn't like the nigga. Going Hinge, and this guy matched me. So I'm like, what the fuck is this guy matching me for? Like, what's he really trying to get into? Like, what's the joke? Catch me up, nigga. So I hit him up and I was like, yo, what's up? No, he hits me up. He was like, hey, what's up? I'm like, what's up? Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, how are you? You have a really nice smile. So I said, do you know who you're talking to?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no. Now, it's possible on Hinge, you know, this happened over 13 years ago. 12 years ago, who knows? You probably forgot what I look like, okay? But who, you know, and then you didn't sleep with me. You slept with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you remember such and such? Yeah. He was like, is this Bilal? I said, respectfully, don't call me by my government name.
you have like an alias on the site?
I think it's Billy.
Okay.
It's Billy. Mm-hmm. So he was like, oh, you don't like me. I remember you now. I was like, nigga, I have every reason not to like you. He was like, no, not really. He's like, your problem's with the other person. Okay, but I don't like you either, nigga. The fuck? Like, you know what type of timing this is.
Right.
So he was like, oh, so all those years later, it's a problem. We still got beef. I said, no. I said, but, you know, just know I see you for, you know,
I don't
care about the person anymore.
Right.
But I have every reason to feel the way I feel about you. So if it goes from that to we started texting 3 p.m. to 12 midnight.
Because clearly he didn't shut it down the first couple of exchanges. I'm listening, though, and I'm going to let him cook. I'm going to let him cook, though, and we'll cook him at the end.
So
you found all this out and still kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. All
right, so now I'm texting the nigga. Mm-hmm. And so we just having a conversation. So, yo, it was one point. I got to bring up this message. It was like, so he was like, so was you using your sausage with this nigga or was he using your buns? So I said...
like sausage party?
Yo, so I... Yo, that's exactly what I said. So he goes... I think I told him, I said, why does it matter? I said, well, what was you using with the nigga? He was like, why don't you ask him? So he's a tourist and he's a smartass. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm being a smartass back. So I said, what do you use? You use... I said, but in general, do you use your sausage or do you use a buns? He said, I'm more like of a side. I said, nigga, I know. So, because you was one. So now he comes, now he's like, oh, I'm about to go on break. He's a nurse or whatever. But he was like, I'm doing a double, but I'm about to go on break. I have a 2-hour break. I'm like, oh, that's what's up. He said, you trying to come see me? Respectfully, bro, no, I don't want to see you. Right. He was like, damn. He was like, you really hate me. I was like, it's not a matter of me hating you. I just, what would I go see you for? Mm-hmm. It's 12:30 at night. Fuck am I going to go see you for? So he was like, okay. And then part of me was like, nigga, you don't even have a haircut, Billy. So fuck it. Like, you're not seeing nobody like this. Fuck out of here. And you my ex-mistro. Because you can't say mistro. You my ex-mistro. Like,
mister. Fuck.
Yeah, you're my ex-mister. Yeah. Like, the fuck? So he goes, well, I don't give a fuck about none of that. So you're not going to pull up and see me. Can I pull up and come see you? And I do have a song called Pull Up On Me, Pull Up On Me. So I was like, nigga.
A straight shooter.
I said, you know what?
Or not.
I said, do you want to see me or something? Like, why are you fiending? He was like, yeah, I want to see you. I said, so pull up.
A weakling. You're not even let this go. You didn't even let this go on for like a couple days.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No. So he said, pull up. I said, pull up. So he said, send the addy. I said, okay. But I'm not giving you my address. I gave him the address down the block and now I met him. So mm-hmm. Now he was like, I'll be there in 15 minutes. I said, I need more like 30. He going to say, you cleaning out your hole?
It is. Because you ain't... the lack of self-control needs to be studied. Your lack of self-control.
So he came over, right? So now I'm downstairs in his car. No, I'm downstairs, pour my cup of wine in my Starbucks cup, and I go in his car.
So you clean out your pussy. You got a cup of wine. Told him to pull up. You was trying to fuck.
Listen, let me just say this. He may not be good for my soul, but he's good for my hole. Okay? So
I'm going to have to drop another Cat Williams line. Take a sip, what he said.
Yo. So now...
You're having a fit. Well, go ahead.
So now... So now I'm in the car. We just talking, da-da-da. So he's like, what you do for work? So mind you, when I was with my ex, I used to work at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm a manager of a restaurant. He said, oh, you still work at McDonald's? I said, excuse me? Why the fuck would I still work at McDonald's, nigga? Listen, don't ever fucking play me. No, McDonald's? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba?
I'm fucking. I'm fucking him.
So now I'm painting a picture in my head. So now we just talking, da da da. So he was like, oh, so I do know you have a podcast though. I said, oh, so you know who the fuck I am? He was like, no, what? Like, I just know you have a podcast, but I didn't realize it was you. So I'm like, okay,
nigga,
whatever.
You knew. I hate when people
whatever.
Do that.
So he was like, so now we just talking. He was like, oh, there's about to be some content for your show. I said, no, I don't talk about every nigga.
You
want to
be content so bad. Here we are.
So, Wolf, you know, here we are. My flirting got better, Wolf. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I said, since you want content so bad, the producer said, let me see if you're a good kisser. He said, all right, so boom. He said,
Don't bring the producers in this.
The producers want to know.
Yeah.
The fans are the producers. Don't you want to know, Michaela? So he was a great research. Everything I do in life is for research purpose, okay? So we kissed. Kissing was good. Kissing was amazing. Loved
nice
it.
Mwah. Mwah. No balls.
But you know what? I think what was so sexy is he was in his work uniform.
His scrubs.
So, and I'm TLC. I don't want no scrubs. But that nigga was in his scrubs looking scrubs.
He's an essential worker.
Work this pussy. Yes. So now we just talking and everything and still catching up. So he looking at the time like, damn, I gotta leave. Here goes true Billy fashion.
Whore.
Damn, I thought I was gonna be in here sucking your dick. I guess I don't have to.
That's your version of flirting. That's him flirting. Damn. Like a common whore.
Nigga said, I mean, is that offer still on the table? I was like, nah, if you didn't come in for that, then I could honestly just go.
You trying to get that nigga blue ball?
He was like, nah, nigga, suck my dick. I said, pull your pants down, nigga. So now he put his pants down. I started sucking his dick. But now people starting to walk down the block. I guess the bus just let out. So he was like, where's a good spot to go? I'm like, up the block? He said, how would you know?
Right. Said, a professional.
I lived in this area for a long time. Yeah. I understand
this.
I know the dark spots. Like, respect it. Like, yeah. So he drives
it. I'll be taking my dog over here to go poop.
Yo. Great liar.
Yeah.
So we go up there. He's like, you trying to go in the back seat? I said, just for sucking your dick, we can stay right here. I said, you know what? It's more leg room. Let's go in the back seat. So we go in the back seat. We
drove there?
Huh?
He drove, right?
Yeah, he drove. We in the back seat. So now I'm still sucking his dick. Da 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 da. That's such a New York thing. Da 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 da. So now he like turned over. So he started eating my ass and shit like a applesauce container, like I said.
Eating ass.
Yo.
In the car is wild behavior.
Yo. So now.
On the menu.
Now the nigga on the fuck.
Oh, y'all had full intercourse in the car.
So now I'm looking at him like.
You did the backseat one where you sit in the middle and he's in the middle so you can get the room?
Nah. So I'm in the back seat and now he like turned over. Now I'm in missionary, bitch. So now I'm like, bro.
How big is this car?
No. It was tight. It was tight.
I can't even do missionary in no car.
Bitch, you gonna make it work.
You gonna make it work. When I do cars, I gotta be on top. I do cowgirl in the car.
No, I was in Michigan, and here go Billy. Because now this is all a joke to me, because I can't believe I'm about to fuck this nigga. And
you
I'm
can
like,
believe it, because you drink the wine, you shave your pussy, you clean out your hole.
So now I'm like, fuck it, we here now. So he goes...
Did you shave your butt too?
No. And coming to find him, like, I didn't have time. I didn't know it was fucking, but he was
you
like...
Know. You know.
He was
know.
Like, bitch, I had 30 minutes, okay?
Oh, he had to get back to work?
Yeah, he had to get back. So I had 30 minutes before he came. He had a 2-hour break. It was no time for shaving, but come to find out, he liked the shit. So I'm like, okay, boom, perfect. This is gonna work
like
out perfectly.
Hairy butt.
My hairy butt and mean.
You know when you drop your lollipop on in the dirt and the kids be
no, Renee,
eat it?
Shut the fuck up.
That's probably what eating a hairy ass is like. When you drop your little lollipop.
But my butt is not hairy, hairy.
It's hair. Hair is hair. Or linty.
It's not hairy.
Or linty.
It's not giving, like, Harry Potter. It's giving very, like, linty. Bitch, ain't no lint in the butt.
Like, no, like the hair, the remnants.
Anyway, so now we're a missionary, and I'm looking at this nigga. I'm looking so deep.
You're laying on your back like a starfish.
I'm looking so deep in his eyes. I want him more and more every time.
See?
So I'm telling him, I'm like, you got a condom? Now he looking at me like. So hear me out. The iPhone, right? When they don't have a case, doesn't it look better? Yes
or
no?
Thank you for watching the 25 and over club.
So when you fuck raw, it feels better.
Is this who we are?
But good thing he did have a condom. So
he did?
But he did. Okay. He did. So now he like, I want you to catch this nut, right?
He want a lot in a car.
He does.
Because that's a whole lot. Because y'all went from oral, eating ass, then y'all doing intercourse.
Mind you, we almost didn't do nothing. It's me. I said, I thought I was going to come here and suck your dick.
What do you think it was going to lead one thing to the other?
I didn't think I was gonna get this far, bro.
You know, you could have stopped it at second.
So I'm like, well, let me know when you're about to bust. He said, I'm about to bust now. I said, okay.
Like a real eater.
And I swallowed his nuts.
Jesus.
I'm extremely disappointed.
You didn't even, you swallowed on the first date?
And I told him, I said, bro, I don't even do that. I don't know.
That don't work when you tell people that it don't work. Yeah. When you already just did some real nasty shit and somebody comes to you talk about something, I never did that. I don't really do this. You're an eater.
And I realized
you are a fucking gremlin.
And I realized that I should have never did it. And then for me to say right after, like, I normally don't do this, I knew that nigga knew, and he's a tourist, I know he thought I was lying.
Yeah. Eater. We know eaters when we see him.
Oh, my gosh.
Saw you from a mile away. He drove all the way over there. And knew you was an eater.
So then New Year's Eve.
Did not disappoint. New but Year's. You saw it all the way through it. I'm proud of you.
Yo, and I think I love the spontaneous shit. Being spontaneous is what turns me on. So right. Now, here's the next part. New Year's Day, he texts me. All right, the ball just dropped. So, you know, everybody's still up,
literally.
Right? Happy New
Literally.
Year.
Literally.
He impregnated my esophagus. But, so now I'm like on my way home because I was just at my grandmother's house or whatever. So he's like, how did you spend New Year's? I was like, it was good until, you know, I said my New Year's would have been better if your dick was in my mouth. So he was like,
how you flirt? Because I think that's how you flirt.
Am I out of line?
You could have been like, flirting-wise, like a nice, sexy way to be like, it would have been better if I was with you. Why would it be? Stay to it. But then that's how people going to fucking treat you.
He thinks I'm a cum bucket?
Yeah, you literally are. You're not even a bucket. You an eater because you swallow too. You a whole eater.
I lost my memory.
Like, have some dignity. Spit it out.
Yo, that nigga. Oh, wait. So, back to the dick sucking thing. So, remember when Jody was on the show and she said that when you suck dick, you have to listen to music and do choreography?
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
To the song. Yeah.
So, it said, I have the Beyonce Renaissance live performance. And it said, this is Ramonda.
This episode is gonna be named Confessions of an Eater. You went of all the songs you could have picked.
Cause I knew that shit was cause I was doing the choreography in my head. That nigga moaned a different way. I never heard nigga heard moan before. And then,
I know his toes was throwing up gang signs.
All right, so back to fast forward to New Year's, right? The ball dropped, and now I'm on my way home. So then he's like, where you at? I said, I'm in the Uber on my way back. So he's like, all right, cool. Let me know when you hit. So I get to my house upstairs, and I got clean. Boom, boom, boom. Come downstairs. Nigga go, where you? So now, since you like, he said he like spontaneous shit, and I got things that I want to scratch too. So I'm like, okay, boom, let's play this game. So I was like, when I come downstairs, just follow my lead. He said, okay, no problem.
Okay.
Go downstairs. Don't go in the front seat. Get in the back seat of his car.
Like an Uber.
Like an Uber, bitch.
Yeah.
And I said, Billy? He was like, what? I said, this is my Uber Billy, right? He like, yeah. I said, all right, I'm just going up. I just said the street. I was going up there. I said, you could drive me up there. He drives up there. And so he drives up there, and I'm like, oh, this is my stop. I was like, I don't have any tip money.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I could give you my tip. So, so now I suck the nigga's dick again.
Okay.
He slid it in again. Every time I tell my friends this, and I literally just told somebody this in the building, and they was like, so you see why your ex cheated on you? No! Stop saying that. I don't care. My ex never cheated on me. What I'm saying is, yes, the dick was... It was good.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a boyfriend-sized dick. It was a great experience.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean that's why he should have cheated on me.
Uh-huh.
Now,
who said that?
I mean, not they didn't say that's why he should have cheated. They said, do you understand why your boyfriend cheated on you now? Yeah. Like, kind of making a joke. What I'm saying is...
That doesn't correlate.
Yeah. The nigga should never cheated. But what I'm saying is... Hi, my name is Billy, and I'm getting my rocks off.
He's an eater. That's what he is. Hi, my name is Billy, and I'm an eater.
So clap your hands if you're judging.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
I know what you're capable of.
But I don't want that to... Oh, and then here's the thing that I hate that niggas do. Here's the fucking thing. You going to talk about this on the podcast?
Might be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But don't ruin the moment.
Yeah, like, not in the moment. Like, let me surprise you with it, or let me come to you and be like, you know, I kind of spoke about our little escapade on the podcast. Like, let me come to you. Like, chill out with all that if you want to talk about this on the pod. I might.
And you know what? He could have probably been a nice guy for me, but again, he's not good for my soul, but he's good for my whole.
So you wrote him off because of the history?
I didn't write him off because of that. And it's not necessarily...
As in, wrote him off as a boyfriend material.
I don't know, because now I feel like he probably... After I swallowed his milk, I feel like I come off as an easy cum sucker. Because again, after I said, oh, I don't even do that shit, of course, that's
like... You didn't stand on business. Yeah, okay. Like, oh, so you was in the text message acting like you was not easy? Like you was...
Yeah,
you
know, but like nigga, once we hear... I didn't really plan on fucking him. I was okay with just sucking his dick. Okay. But he didn't even come on that energy, allegedly. So I signed myself up for it because I was just about to get
off the car. Both of y'all are playing... He's just playing stupid. He came for that.
Literally.
He came for that. Nobody's driving. Like what Wolf said, I'm landing my plane on a what was it, Wolf? I'm landing my plane on a clear strip.
Yeah.
He not coming. How far he work from your house?
15 minutes.
Yeah, he came. He knew.
Well,
were y'all talking spicy before? Like before he pulled up?
Not even spicy. Not really. We were just... The only time we was talking spicy is when he was like, do you use your sausage? And then, do you use your sausage or your buns? And I was
why
like...
Why y'all talk about sex on the first text message? Oh, y'all met on...
Because it's like we knew each other.
It's Hinge. Okay.
We knew of each other.
But those apps, though, I believe those apps, though, they do kind of promote sex because people... Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So even when people are on there, it's like... I know a lot of people have a lot of great Hinge stories and whatever, but you got to be careful. You got to be careful when you hook up with somebody on that app. A large percent of the time, people are on there to hook up.
Yeah.
Even though stuff does happen and great, beautiful stories come out of it, I don't want anybody to go on there with their expectations too high.
Can I hook up? Turned into a relationship?
Yeah, that's how mine started.
Shit. But you know, this nigga did ask me something the second time. He was like, come ride it. And I said, no, my license expired. I don't ride.
Yo, I remember the coldest line. I went on a date one time. The coldest line I ever give a guy. He was like, you know, of course, you know how guys are. They inching towards like, coming over. Can I spend the night? Can you want to come to me? Whatever. You know how men love to talk about, oh, I didn't even bring it with me. I ain't, you know, whatever. If you're asking for something, I ain't bring it out with me. I was like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't bring no pussy out with me today. I don't even got it on me. He was like, you want your period? I'm like, but I was like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, that's what it means. He was like, that was that mean? I was like, yeah, I ain't bring no pussy out with me tonight. I ain't even gonna lie to you. He was disappointed and impressed because it was funny.
Listen.
I was like, I ain't bring no pussy out. I ain't even gonna hold you. I don't got it on me right now.
After that, I did feel a little bit like a
slut.
Yeah. But
it's him a dirty whore.
Yo, but what I will say is I think that's the only way niggas could get me. is through spontaneous sex. Like, I think that's the only way I would cave in. Like, anything spontaneous. That's why. That might be dangerous because if I get in a relationship and I like spontaneous shit.
Wait, if you get in a relationship.
If I get in a relationship with somebody, right? Uh-huh. And then someone else trying to fuck me with some shit.
But why would somebody, if you're in a relationship, remember, you was like, listen to the words you're saying. If you're in a relationship, there is no somebody else trying to. Why are you texting somebody if you're in a relationship?
Not texting, but there's people that want to talk to you, they try to holler at you in the street.
But in order, but a person just going to pull you off the street and say, come in my cab?
Bitch, I just did it.
But y'all was talking. Now y'all was talking up to the point.
Okay, you're right.
So it's like, it's not
I'm a
really...
sucker for spontaneous shit. Like, if you say, like, I want a nigga to say suck my dick on the train one day and I'll do it.
That's dangerous. You playing a dangerous game.
I'm not... What makes me a whore? The fact that I enjoy sex or the fact that It's sex. It's nothing wrong with it.
It's nothing wrong with sex. It's definitely something wrong with
it. I'm just ashamed. Okay, I'm just ashamed that I swallowed the nigga's nut on the first time.
Yeah, you should be.
Maybe the second.
You should be.
And honestly, I really don't do that. And I'm being so dead ass. So okay. The fact that I did it...
I don't know who you think you're trying to fool, but...
I've done it in the past, but on the first day, I normally keep it classy.
Oh, okay. But yeah, you usually don't even say you don't drink. You say you don't drink on the first day, or you try to keep it to like one drink, a little wine. You put drink in a Starbucks cup. You shaved and cleaned your hole out. Okay, you cleaned your hole out. I'm speaking from experience.
Okay, I had some fucking intentions.
Okay, now I want you to just say it's okay to admit that, though.
Yeah, I'm standing on business. I had some fucking intentions.
I went out. It's the same thing women do. Women do the same intentions. Thing.
It was a just in case, because you're not going to catch me
just
slipping.
Just in case is intentions.
You're not going to catch me slipping, because if you slide in and I take you to Hershey Park.
That's a risk he's supposed to willing to take, because you'd have been
I should have been prepared.
Oh, just like you pull up, like I told that guy, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't even bring no pussy with me.
If I just took a
and
shit.
And if it be like, if he would have probably said like some crazy shit like, lucky thing I'm a vampire. I'd be like, damn, I wish I was, but yeah. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
If you a vampire nigga, then blah, blah, blah. Here, eat this. No, more.
You don't have no vampirization going on.
I tell him that, like, if I just took a shit and a nigga wanna fuck my, and I know like I just took a shit. Sorry for being so graphic. I would just say like, oh, I'm on my period.
Don't say that.
No, because you should know I'm not ready.
Just say that.
But that's embarrassing.
I'm not ready is what you should say. Mm. I'm not prepared.
I'm still growing up and trying to figure out life.
Okay.
So was that a good story?
You're a fucking eater.
Well, are you judging?
You're a motherfucking gremlin.
All right, so the next topic is single married situationship. And it's all fun and games to be the Lulu until it's time to face reality. Uh-huh. And I want to know, when is it a good time to call somebody my man, my man, my man? I'm on this show, and I do it with my friends. I even have a group chat with Shantae and my friend Nia, where we all talk about our man, my mans. We're like the Powerpuff Girls in love, to be honest. Okay? And... yes, I say it just to be joking and having fun. But in reality, these niggas are not my man, my man, my man. Actually, these niggas treat like I'm a clique. These niggas is rubbing me the wrong way. Okay? Mm-hmm. They are not. They're inconsistent. They're trash. I don't want them no more. I do. But again, being Delulu and bringing to reality, I feel like it's a good time to call a nigga my man, my man, my man, when he could show that he's consistent in communication.
Uh-huh.
When you could show me like, oh, I'm sorry for not getting back to your text message in time because I'm doing this, this, and this. Or, hey, I'm about to go into this meeting. I won't be available 1, 2, 3.
Uh-huh.
That you show me a sign of respect. Right. And you show me, and I understand what you and Wolf were saying the last time, but... for me to really say, that's my nigga, that's the first rule. Like, you do not play about that communication. You the same, you give that vibe of, excuse me, let me call my partner and let them know this is this. Hey, okay. Babe, I'm just going to a meeting, da da da. Oh, you got me. We're married. If you respect me, it's the little things. If you respect me, you will fucking communicate. When you fucking make time for me, baby, when you make time for me, that's when I know you my man, my man. Oh, hey, I'm supposed to go see my grandmother this day. She lived 97 years already. I'm going to come see you tomorrow. Tell grandma bye-bye. You feel me? Nigga making time. He said bye to grandma for me?
You're always, you'll be right there. And then you just dive off the deep end.
A nigga cancel on his grandma for me? And that's...
Nah, you're right. She don't have a lot of time left. That should be prior, yeah. You're a fucking demon.
First of all, if the nigga, and when she does go,
that was a joke.
Do not write on her flyer, going too soon, because she stayed too late.
Okay? You can't tell that people that.
Putting going too soon for a 97-year-old?
That's wild, but still, I can't tell them what to do.
Like, going too soon. How many more years you think she had?
It depends.
How many more?
She probably had a good 3-4 more years.
3 months?
Nah.
The fuck?
If she wasn't ill.
Nah. But I understand life gets busy. My life is busy. But again, I make time for things I want to make time for. So a nigga that says, nah, let's take time and do this, I'm in love with you. Another one is when he includes me in his future plans. And I would say, like, an example is, next year, I feel like we should do this as a, on vacation. Next year,
you're
I feel like...
seeing us next year? That's the like, one right there.
That's how... If you already saying, hey, next year, I feel like we should do this, you just validating, like, oh, you see me you more see than me this future. Time frame?
Yeah, you see me as just a fun... Or as just dating. You see me. You see us going further. That's always a great sign when somebody say, okay.
My thing is... I never listen to what niggas say. They can say, hey, I'm not ready for a relationship. And I say, okay, you're my boyfriend.
Oh.
I don't know why. And I'm not the only person that does it. I do not listen to what niggas say. They could literally tell me in my face, I'm not ready for a relationship. And I'll be like, okay, no problem, sure. I understand I'm not ready for one too. But in my head, I'm doing boyfriend shit.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy talk.
Renee, please don't. You never did that? You never experienced that?
Not in the sense of how you saying it, like, oh, they be like...
I'm just saying that raw. And, like that.
You're not my... If somebody looks me dead in the face and say, I'm not ready for a relationship, and I'm going to be like, yeah, that's my man. No, I ain't never did no shit like that. If they saying it, oh, you my girl and we together, they even if they lying.
All right, here's the thing. When they say in the beginning of the dating stage, sometimes you can understand that, but then you move forward and months and time go by.
And if it changes, that's different. But if they keep
but they hit you with the late, they hit you 6 months later and they say, nah, I already told you I wasn't in a relationship, but I'm already doing the boyfriend slash girlfriend slash wife slash husband thing.
Not just you, both of y'all, but are they doing the same things too? Like we both rocking in a boyfriend, girlfriend way, and then they turn around and be like, nah. If we're both, not just me, if we're both doing boyfriend and girlfriend shit, and then 6 months later you saying, oh, slow your roll, I'ma feel like you fucking somebody else. Because you was all fine and dandy on us acting like boyfriend and girlfriend, and then something changed, bitch, you're cheating, or you're trying to see someone else. That's when they pull that on you. When they pull that 6 month shit, but wait, mind you, y'all even spoke about stuff, sleeping in a bed together, talking about a vacation, talking about stuff. And then 6 months later, you pull the Uno reverse card on me, you want to talk to somebody else. And you trying to make sure you create a wedge between us. That's what y'all doing. You can't trick me. If you razzle, I'm a dazzle.
Hello? If you razzle, I'm a dazzle. I just think that, you know, again, that's my struggle. I listened to what they said, but I never, what's that word? When you just check up on it again,
mm-hmm.
It's a word I'm looking for that I can't think of. But when you just follow up mm-hmm. on the, hey, are you ready for a relationship? Because again, I'm not doing that boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm not doing no more boyfriend shit for no niggas that just want to mm-hmm. fuck me in the car.
Right. You just got to treat them, meet them wherever they it's at. Like, as in meet them wherever they at when I say... Don't let them ask you. There was a thing that came up on Twitter the other day. Just recently. This is mm-hmm. this what that relates to this. So basically, she and the guy are dating or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he texted her. She's about to leave work. She was like, "Oh, before I come to the house, do you need anything?" She said, "You know, yeah, I actually do need something. Can you pick me up a pack of diapers?" He knows she has a son.
Mm-hmm.
Been dating her. Know she has a son. Can you pick me up some diapers? He was like, "What?" She was like, "You asked me if I needed something, and I said I wanted a pack of diapers. Whoa, 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 shorty. That's something for your baby father to do. I was just going to swing by the liquor store and get us something to drink so he can pull up and whatever." So she was like, "You okay with pulling up and stopping and getting alcohol for us to drink,
mm-hmm.
but you can't bring no diapers?" Mind you, she made sure she gave context. She said she's cooked, washed his clothes, did his daughter hair, and everything. That stuff wasn't her responsibility. She liked him and she fucked with him and she helped him out in certain kind of ways. But when it came to diapers, oh, I don't think that's something for me to do. How you want to pursue a woman with a kid? That's when she was like, "It's okay, love." When she was like, "Nah, don't come over anymore." He was distraught. He was like, "Please don't do this to me." She's like, "Nah," she was kept calling him Pookie Butt. Pumpkin butt, love.
Yeah,
she was like, "Get out of like here!" Yeah,
niggas call each other nicknames and shit. And I got a nickname for this nigga already, but it's not no real shit. And I can understand if I was not growing, if my brain was not maturing,
mm-hmm.
I could blur the lines mm-hmm, of saying mm-hmm. that's my man, and I could see where I made those mistakes mm-hmm, again. Mm-hmm. But no, nigga, mm-mm. They won't catch me no more.
I'm gonna go together.
Like I'm not gonna my man is for fun. But I know these niggas is for everybody at this point.
I mean, you gotta treat it as such. You gotta go into it knowing. And you don't have to keep circling back or whatever. Like, if you see the signs, you can make an executive decision for your own life and be like, this was fun. I think we should part ways. I don't see us going far. Sometimes you gotta pull it on them, even when you don't mean to. Sometimes I do it just to see what the reaction gonna be.
You seem now, this leads to our next question.
Go ahead.
Signs you are over investing in a person.
They're not reciprocating on certain things as far as, again, showing up for you in an emotional way, like being basically a shoulder to cry on. Mm-hmm. They're not there for any significant moments, and you're always there for them. You're always there to listen to their problems and help them out of a situation. Something happened with his car. You'd be like, sure, hold my car and go to work or whatever, and I'll take an Uber, whatever. Same thing happened to you, they'd be like, nah. They'd be like, when you call them with your problem, it's the, that's crazy.
You know what? And this is where I have to get not heated, but this is where I'd be a little bit annoyed, right? Because we did the episode with Yuren Wolf, and I'm talking about like, this guy, he's busy, which he is. But now I think with me, it's just like I started falling back to where like now his text to me is like, oh, the good morning is like, I don't respond to it because it's like now I feel like I'm overinvesting in you. And it's just like when I like to know what the fuck I'm doing for the week. Right. So if I know my days off is Friday and Saturday and I got either option A to relax, option B, hang out with friends, or C, hang out with you. And I really can't make those other plans because I'm waiting on to see what you're doing.
Right.
I'm over-investing myself in you when I have to
basically holding your life up to wait to see what you finna say.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's what people make a mistake at.
I'm going to sit ahead and live your
life.
App.
Yeah, go ahead and live your life. If you know my days off and you didn't make no initiative to say what you finna do on your days off, make sure you leave Friday or Saturday open for me. So we could do something. So I know you just sitting there going with the flow. We grown. Like, if you know you wanted to fuck with me, you know these are my only days off. Why you ain't saying nothing?
Yep.
I'm not going to jump. I mean, again, you can. You an adult too. I'm off Friday and Saturday. I have these days free. I would like to see you. If they be like, I'm going to get back to you. Nah, it's okay, love.
It's okay. Like, even the other day. And I was like, oh, I'm free this day. One nigga said, I should be free. Okay.
What that mean?
No problem. Another nigga said, yeah, I'm free this day. Okay. Now they both free.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all both booked the day. And now I see nobody. Fuck
right,
it.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anybody. Because it's
you already initiated and then now you didn't, they didn't, yeah. You.
And I already tell everybody, like, when you fucking with Billy the bad guy, Billy the goat, with me, you got to make reservations. You got to make plans with me at least 2-3 weeks in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm clearing my schedule, because not, fuck, I go to regular work now.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that I'm back to podcasting and have to edit shit the last fucking couple of months. I ain't edit. It felt good to not record for nine fucking weeks and edit shit and not put out nothing on
Instagram. We ain't missed a beat.
Hello?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
They got a Patreon episode that week. Love y'all. Thank you. But we need some breaks. So yeah, back at work, back working out, trying to make time for friends, back to podcasting, editing podcasts. Nigga, you think I got time to wait on you?
Right.
My grandmother said, wait, broke the wagon.
Right. And in these situations, you haven't earned the right to be a priority above these things just yet.
At all.
Not yet. Like, yeah, you could, of course, make an effort so we both can, I made an effort to tell you, look, I'm off this day, I should be free this day, I would like to see you, I should be free, I'm gonna get back to you.
Yeah, just,
nah.
I'm over-investing in you when I make excuses for you.
No, but sometimes it's good to tell them so people can, sometimes you gotta give people the rope to hang themselves. Yeah.
But that's why, again, like, I understood what you and Wolf were saying, and I said, I'm gonna hold him to the documentation.
Mm-hmm.
I literally told him, like, yo, this is what's killing me. And the night that we did karaoke, we had a conversation before. I'm like, yo, you're texting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time. It's about, bitch, enough. You had just gotten your Uber, Michaela. He's going to tell me he's bisexual. Why do I keep attracting bisexual men?
When did he say that?
He said it at karaoke.
And after then, y'all was
because, all right, so some lady, at the fucking...
They be doing that. I'm not gonna lie. Like, forgive me when I say this, and I say this with no malice. It be when they get around people, they be trying to use that bisexual thing to kind of like soften the whole. Like, you get, you here with me, and you gonna tell people you're bisexual. Like, what are you doing?
Cause some lady, we was in the hookah lounge, right? And I was dancing with some lady at one point. And so now we're leaving, and she grabs me, and she like trying to talk to me, and like really trying to talk to me.
Pulling up.
Little she don't know this coming in my throat. But she pulls me and trying to talk to me, and I'm like, no, I gotta go. Sorry. But I'm not gonna front. I did put my waist a little. No, I'm sorry, man. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I gotta go.
I gotta go.
I got a wife at home.
Not a wife at home. Yo. Well, they're gonna ask you to pull up a picture of your wife and kids. This is gonna be me and me and.
Thankfully, baby.
It's gonna be me and Sassy.
You Sassy, yeah. So now I'm outside, and then Shay goes, oh, you saw, talking to him, you saw that lady try to talk to Billy? Billy, would you talk to a female, like, flirt with them? And he was like, oh, no, it happens to me a lot. He was like, I still dabble into women right now. And I'm like, wait.
And he did this in front of, like, company? Like
in front of company.
I'm over here telling people, somebody I'm seeing, like, you a gay guy, like.
What?
And there's nothing wrong with being bisexual, but why he never said this to you before?
Never said it to me before. So it's like, if you, why am I attracting them, bro?
It's not that they're attracting them, because
they're not bisexual.
Bisexual. This is not that. It's just something to say when a conversation gets brought up about, that was unnecessary. You know, does he give you that vibe that he's bi? And I know you watch your show, but I'm just a real one.
Do he give me the vibe? All right.
Daddy,
I would say...
Okay. Keep it a stack.
But bro, you don't know who the fuck is bi. Everybody's doing bi shit. Not everybody. But you don't know who's bi. I don't know.
All right.
But Kayla, did he give you bi? Not really.
Very soft. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He get...
No, he don't give that.
Oh, okay.
Not that. Okay. No, don't fuck with that.
You know?
Yeah. He was moving his body a lot. But not like twerking.
But just like...
Move your body like a snake, man. No, he wasn't doing that, but...
Like...
He was just vibing. Like, he's a dancer. So okay. he's a... You know, he's a dancer. All right, good. That sounds... Huh?
Not Shakira.
Well, he was Shakiraing.
Like, less... Like,
he was Shakiraing.
He was belly dancing.
Yeah, all he needs is the bongos. Beyonce.
So the bi comment or the bi statement threw you off?
It didn't bother me. It was just like, damn, nigga, when I'm gonna, like, I think...
You're blindsided.
Yeah, I was blindsided. But you know what? I think that leads to our conversation of, I was over-investing in that nigga.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. If he gives off a vibe that you would like him, it's not your fault that you liked him. He gave off a vibe for you to, you know, be attracted to.
I want to get a therapist on the show and talk about just dating... I'm not even a therapist, a dating coach, and talk about dating etiquette, because you, how are you talking to me and you giving me energy? And the night we left, he like, yo, like, I'm really having a great time. I'm really enjoying my time with you. But, and I had that conversation with you of you're being a bad texter and you still tell me I'm like that with everybody. Please forgive me. No, that don't work for me. You're like, literally,
that's
after today,
fine for someone else, but it just don't work for you.
After today, like, I'm going to tell him, like, bro, you're terminated.
Okay.
And I don't go. So I'm going to say, like, unfortunately, due to me communicating with you, the same issues over and over, we have to separate ways.
Yeah. That's good. That's nice.
Pillow talk.
Pillow talk.
So the pillow talk is our sex segment. And I want to ask you this real quick, because I want to squeeze in one more, that last segment before we go. Oh, no. I can save the life after 25 for next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pillow talk. Would you go to a sex workshop to improve your sex skills? Now, everybody's good at sex. Not everybody. Hold on. Everybody, no matter how good you are at sex, I think everybody should be able to take a course to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I need to know the simple questions.
Mm-hmm.
When you slap the dick, when you're sucking dick, do you slap the dick on your tongue or do you slap it on your face? Which one is better?
I do lips.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, perk her up.
You never squirt it on your face.
I'm a lipper. Okay. No, I don't do jaws. I don't do face. I'm a lipper. You puck her up.
And you puck it on your lip. Okay. Guys, do you prefer the face or the lip? All three? Wait, what's the third one, Wolf?
Tongue.
Oh, tongue. Okay. Okay.
Tongue to you. I've done a tongue, but I'm a lipper.
And then I also want to know what's better when you riding, grinding or bouncing?
Grinding. Men like grinding better. I've discovered that. He's like, well, I've surveyed. Well, the survey I took, he prefers grinding.
The survey for one person, bitch. That's the only survey you fucking need. Clap your hands, women, ladies, which is
no. I bounce from time to time for a little razzle dazzle, but then
I think grinding is lazy.
I don't. It's not lazy if you do it properly.
Grinding is lazy, low key. If you're going like this,
I do a rocking chair motion.
How long you bounce for?
Not long at all.
Lazy.
It's not lazy. My body gives out. Yep. My body literally give up on me.
That's how you.
My body.
I told you, I count how many strokes. You get 30 and I'm done.
No, like the other night though, I did the top the whole time. I was a good bitch. Girl. Yeah, I was a good girl.
So, would you go to a sex workshop?
Yeah.
And what do you want to learn that might improve your sex life?
What do I want to learn to improve my sex? I mean, I would want to get more tips on how to like ride for longer. It'd be happening. Like it'd be a day where I just have a great night and I can do the whole session on top. Like he lays on his back the whole time. Like the other day.
The other day must have been an experience.
Huh?
You talking about the other day? Like it's
no, because I never did top the whole time ever in my life. Oh, never.
Let's give her the award, yeah. See, I would go.
I never been on top the whole time ever, bitch. I always give up.
Was you in the Henny?
No.
Wow. Because a Henny will get you there.
Yeah, a Henny will get you there. But I don't like drunk sex for too much because sometimes I feel like you don't really feel it. Like you really don't experience it. I know you go harder because your inhibitions are low, but you get to feel it more when you're like, you can have a little drink or two, but not drunk. But I was drinking. I made a little lemon drop, but I wasn't drunk. I probably had like one and a drink and like half, and then we started.
If you coming out to eat with us, the lemon drops, the shots is $3.
Really? Till what time?
We're not staying out all night because I have shit to do tomorrow too. Me too. No, I don't. Yeah, yes, I do. What the fuck I was going to say? See, I would go, but not for like giving head advice. Yeah, I had Jody for that and the music thing worked.
Yeah.
And I feel like my head is good because I'm not good in the head. So it works out perfectly.
For me, I mean, I would like to like know more, but I don't have a need to suck dick until I lose my brain cells. It's just not for me. I'm not one of them. I play to my strengths.
You know what I think is overrated? Sucking dick until the nigga comes.
It is.
It's overrated because
it's overrated.
Sucking dick until a nigga comes is overrated. Over it.
I will get through it. I know, you know why? Because it's not. Maybe this is selfish. I don't get no satisfaction.
Yeah, like I ain't sucking dick until you nut. Like
I'm doing this for you. The satisfaction will come that I'm making you happy. But other than that,
it's a duty. Now
lockjaw.
It's a duty. Like
no, this is a personal thing. I applaud the women that could go the whole way. Eyes running, nose running. I'm just not that girl. I'm sorry. And I'm not going to try. Because after a while, you're going to feel that I'm getting... Like, he's gonna feel it like, bitch, you not even trying at this point. Like, he's going to feel it.
Yeah. I mean, respect...
I might get to that point one day, but I've never been to the point where nose running, snot, you about to throw up on it, drink the throw up again, go again. I ain't never been a gremlin like that. Some men like that shit.
Yeah, that is a lot. But I feel like for me, it's like, if I suck your dick until you come, now I want something done in return. And then now, because your dick is back on soft, you don't have the energy to fuck me now. Now, there was this one nigga who had a small dick, though, unfortunately. But I did call him Red Lobster.
A shrimp?
Because he had a shrimp. But he went round, so he's endless shrimp!
Endless!
Endless
that's why I say play to your strengths. If you don't have the tools, have the ability.
Yeah, so I could do it with him.
He had
but
stamina,
niggas,
but he just didn't have the big tool.
Niggas can't go rounds like that no more, bro. Like, niggas really can't. Like, and it's hard.
I think going rounds is overrated, too.
That is
I'm gonna give you everything I got in the first quarter, bitch. In the first
quarter. So, and that's the difference between sex in your 30s and your 20s, okay?
But because we in the 30s, we know how to get where we need to go.
Where we go and go night the fuck night.
Yeah, like on a fun night, we could go 1-2 and not back to back. It gotta be like morning sex or some in the afternoon and then right. the night. I'm not laying down fucking again.
And if those are the nights where Jay-Z and Beyonce said we woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? But okay, but for me to give you rounds every night, go the fuck to bed.
Yeah.
Don't you got work in the morning, fucking clown? And there's not enough room
in your car. I don't think people who have sex, like people who have sex like 3-4 times a week, you cannot possibly be going around.
Yeah, you're not. People be
you're
also
not. And people be lying.
On the internet,
that's
people
what
cat.
People need to know. People are liars.
Well,
yeah.
I got the best birth control, I think. Anyway,
right,
thank
yeah.
you for tuning in to another great episode.
You I got to?
For the, wait, you got two what? Kids coming?
No, he got to go around. Like, you have
oh,
to?
You got to go around?
No, well, here it is.
Two episodes back to back that was fire for the new year, so you know how we come in 2024. We just setting the tone, baby.
Coming hard.
Hard, okay? Make sure you like, make sure you comment, and make sure you subscribe. And also, make sure you join the Patreon for more content. Listen, you're paying Zeus $5, you could pay us $5 too, okay?
Yo.
Stop supporting the rich black man and support the poor black man.
Poor black man.
Okay? Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Michaela, Gil, Rennie. Rennie, thank you for being here.
Why not?
Yo, I'm fucking with you. Thank you, Renee, for coming. Thank you, Wolf. Later, y'all.
Bye.